America Weekend.
Hello, welcome back to America Weekend. We're thrilled to be spending time with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
Leslie, you know, we often talk about studies that are being made about people's looks, you know, longevity, age, how they dress, people's mm-hmm. looks. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, those studies are about women.
Usually.
Yeah. However, I found a study done in the UK that was conducted about handsome men. And what does that do for their careers if they're handsome? Does it help or does it hurt? What do you think?
I would think it would be a career enhancer.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, according
to... Doesn't everybody like attractive people?
Well, maybe not so much, because according to researchers from the UK, really good-looking guys, and I mean really great-looking guys, may have a more difficult time than average-looking men who are looking for a job.
Hmm, interesting.
So what they did was they took 870 guys. They were given resumes with identical qualifications, identical, but different photos to go along with the resumes. And they were the level of really good-looking Paul Rudd type, good-looking guy, and others like Paul Giamatti. Now, I happen to think Paul Giamatti is adorable. I like
but
that.
But he ain't no looker, let's face it.
But he, you know what? You see, on the outside, you're right, but I just love his personality. So
yes, he's adorable in that way, but he's no George Clooney.
That's correct.
Let's just be honest.
That's correct. So there's that level of Paul Rudd, really good-looking, Clooney guy, Paul Giamatti. Mm-hmm. So even though the good-looking men were seen as more competent in many cases in fields like sales or investment banking, they were more likely to not be picked for jobs to be part of a team. Why? Why do you think that is?
I have two theories. One is just some sort of underlying personal resentment. In other words, the person hiring is not quite as good looking as Mr. Handsome sitting across from him.
And correct.
He's like, yeah. So, yeah, you know, you probably had it pretty easy your whole life. I'm going to give the job to someone else.
Right. And in many of the cases, it's a male that was making this decision, and they just did not want the competition. That's it. That's what it is.
Oh, that's interesting. My other theory, although you kind of blew it by saying they're deemed as competent, is I think there's an inherent belief that if you're especially pretty or especially handsome, if you're a guy, that somehow things came more easily to you. So I thought maybe they discounted their experience, thinking, well, you know, the guy got ahead partially on his looks.
Correct. And now I'm going to share an experience I had with an exceptionally good-looking man.
Okay.
I was in Los Angeles with a friend, and I was there for a conference, and I was invited to go to the conference. He brought along his buddy, and he said, while I'm setting up, I guess he was building the kiosk for the conference, and he said, while I'm setting this up, why don't you and so, you know, spend some time together. He'll pick you up and he'll take you around so you won't be alone. And I said, okay. Well, the guy picks me up, and when I open the door, I said, oh my God, he's stunning. He's so gorgeous. He's got to be dumb. And how am I going to now, what am I going to do for the next 3 hours with this guy? I'll have no conversation. He has mm-hmm. He's going to just be a moron. Now, that was my immediate reaction. He's stunning, but he's got to be an idiot.
And were you proved right or wrong?
I was proved wrong.
Oh.
He was actually very interesting. He was educated, and he was really nice. So I felt bad that I had that initial reaction. What would you think?
So if I were in that position and I opened the door and saw a great-looking guy like you did, I wouldn't presume he was dumb, but I'd presume that he had an unattractive personality, that he was obnoxious, and he knew he was good-looking, and he was probably completely repugnant about it, which is bad. That's a wrong presumption, too. I might find out that he's perfectly lovely, charming, sweet, self-deprecating human being like anyone else.
Isn't it interesting how we have these instantaneous perceptions and reactions when we see something physical in front of us? Could be a man, could be a woman. Yeah. We have instantaneous ideas and beliefs. Thank you for joining us on America Weekend today. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
American Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Before walking into the local Harley-Davidson dealer for a 2016 CVO Road Glide Ultra, first, provide the salesperson with a drool bucket. They're gonna need it. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley Ultra Glide CVO buyers, provide a drool bucket for the lucky motorcycle salesperson who helps you purchase that new bike. The 2016 CVO Road Glide Ultra. This $40,000 bike can't be cheap to protect against uninsured cagers. Cruise control, ABS premium stereo, and security package are all standard. One 2016 CVO Road Glide Ultra or 5 Sportster Iron 883s or 6 of those new Street XG500s. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's holding a workshop on his 4 secrets to success.
First, make a list. Santa knows a short list is better than a long memory.
Second, take a second look. Santa checks his list twice to make absolutely certain he doesn't forget about anyone.
Third, give rewards. Santa's no softy. If you've been naughty, he'll let you know. But if you've been nice, he'll treat you especially well.
Fourth, stick to a schedule. Santa runs the biggest project in the world, and his key to getting it done is a simple one. He sets a due date.
Then he lets nothing stand in the way of delivering the goods on time.
That's why Santa's a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.